این چیزی که انسان را مطمئن می کند ذکر خدا، ذکر الله تطمئن القلوب.
Be aware, the hearts find rest in Allah's remembrance.
Spring of truth.
Allahu ya Allah subhanallah. Allahu ya Allah walhamdulillah. Allahu wa la ilaha illallah. Allahu ya Allah wallahu akbar.
The slums are the source of blessings and not the palaces. A person is under the impression that his happiness lies in owning so many villages, having money deposited in banks, being so and so in trade. Perhaps this is what a person imagines. However, when we take notice and measure happiness, we see that those persons were happy that were dwelling in slums. Those that are in palaces are not happy. The amount of blessings that circulates around the world from the slums are not found at all in the palaces. We had a 4-to-5-person slum at the dawn of Islam, and that slum dweller was Fatima Zahra.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله Dear listeners, welcome to a new episode of Spring of the Truth from IRIB English Radio. About the subject of self-confidence, Imam Khomeini رحمة الله عليه said, After trust in God, self-reliance is a source of pious deeds. This sentence we just listened to is about self-esteem in Islam. When describing the believers who will enjoy the greatest rewards of personal achievement, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says about them in this way, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم الذين صبروا على ربهم يتوكلون Those who exercise patience and put their trust in their Lord. Surah Al-Ankabut, verse number 59. You see in this verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is describing to us how to create confidence. Confidence is something that you have to build upon your reliance on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is a feeling of trust in one's abilities, qualities, and judgment.
Ya Rabbana, salli ala Taha al-Nabi wa alihi.
صلى الله عليه
صلي
يا رسول الله
يا ربنا صلي على طه النبي وآله.
Once you realize that your main source of self-confidence is that you are a Muslim, then you can further develop your self-confidence. What Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayh means by self-confidence is being aware of your limitations and areas of growth. No person is perfect, and we do have limitations. Being aware of yourself and your limitations is a big part of self-confidence because it helps you to know what you may and may not contribute to a situation. Being aware of your areas for growth can help you to start improving yourself. That is the point in the sentence of Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayh, which is of high significance for us. Okay, now for ending, let's just recite the sentence of Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayh regarding self-confidence. Well, about that he said, After trust in God, self-reliance is a source of pious deeds. Thank you very much for being with us. Until another episode, I bid you farewell. May Allah protect you all.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Every night and every day, never forget to say.
إله